Blog Talk Radio.
What up? It's your boy PDP coming to you live. I'm actually live out of Lubbock, Texas at the Copper Caboose off the 50th live with the West Texas Outlaws. Man, what I tell you, what a great day to be alive. What a great day to do what you do. And they're actually raising money for their game that's happening Saturday at 4 p.m. at the Lubbock Christian University here in Lubbock, Texas as well. So if you're out and about this Saturday or out and about tonight here in Lubbock, Texas, come support the West Texas Outlaws. They're raising money for the child of Wellness Month. On the line with me, I do have my lovely wife, and my name is Mr. Sabrina. How's it going, Miss Sabrina?
It's going real nice. I'm joining this evening with the family at Copper Caboose.
All righty, there we go. All is well. Looks like the radio is walking around taking some orders, so just bear with us for a little bit. Go ahead and hand it over to Sabrina for a little bit so she can tell you what the weather's like for a second.
Come around here with the Outlaws and join a nice dinner. Come join us. Half the proceeds go to the Outlaws. Got fun games out here. Half price. Great food. Tex-Mex. Tita, you good over there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm good. Just over here checking on the sound. Checking on the sound and whatnot. Making sure everybody is good. Yeah, might be loud. So we get some feedback out there. So it might be a little loud, though. We might need to go ahead and just turn down a little bit. Yeah, just like I said, we're live out here in Lubbock, Texas. Stop with the roof. It's just a slide. Just like that. Yeah. Yeah, we're live right now. Yeah, we're live. So just whenever you guys are ready, just send some players over or some coaches, and we'll go ahead and get it started. That's one of the coaches for the Outlaws right there. We're just getting everything together. You got to bear with me. This is my first live remote. All I can say right now is, God is good. All I can say is, you guys, you know, just do right and be right, and everything will be all right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We got Miss Richardson heading back over there. Can you hear the sound coming out of the TV over there?
Loud and clear.
That's what I like to hear. Let's talk about some child awareness that's going on. Child awareness is going on. As everybody knows, every kid is not fortunate. Every kid is not fortunate. People in single parent mode. You know, kids can't find anyone to take care of the table, care for them. So that's why we're raising money for child awareness. Come for their game. And if you guys don't know, some of my pros is guys who keep holding on to the dream and just who have everyday lives and take care of their family, but also go out there and pursue their passion, and which I completely respect. And when you're a little kid growing up, you really don't understand. You think the only way out and the only way to do some positive things is through the NFL. But ultimately, once you get older, that really is not the case. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm telling you, that's good, baby. Live in lovely Texas. It's a little delay. We actually need to get started. It's about 30, 40 minutes in. Because we have the group coming to take up too much time. There's no grace coming in up after them. You know what I'm saying? That's just the way I look at it. That's how we have the coaches coming up. Let's see what we're working with. And we're gonna let my wife, Ms. Richardson, ask a question through the interview to the coaches. So we got coming over here, coach.
We got Brandon Brooks.
Brandon Brooks.
A linebacker.
Linebacker. What's up, Mr. Brooks? Going well.
Alrighty. What I'm gonna do, I'm gonna go ahead and let my wife do the interview you guys. She's gonna pass the phone like it's a mic. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Where are you from, man?
From the LBK, already.
Yeah, you need to just ask the questions. Guys, you can stand right there.
All right, and go ahead and introduce
yourself. I'm Brandon Burke. I'm 64. I'm a linebacker for the Cowboys.
All right.
And how long have you been the GM of the rest of the album? Actually, this is my first year right here in GM, but I've been the co-owner for 13 years.
So what's something different that you're
going to
bring to the team this year?
This year we're trying to bring a lot more. In the past, we haven't been just putting ourselves out there like we should. And we're going to do that a lot more this year. And try to bring something up to the team, a lot more sponsorship, a lot more, kids awareness and things of that nature. We're going to try to do a lot more community.
Absolutely. Taking care of the community and having the community take care of you. Right?
Yes, ma'am.
I like that. Have growth in the community, and that's what we need.
Yes, ma'am.
And nobody's going to do it if we don't, right?
That's right.
And how many years have you been playing for the Outlaws? Oh, wow. So you are definitely experienced, right? So is there a lot of new players this year?
We have a lot of new players, a lot of new talent. When I started out,
Good. That's what I was about to ask, is how well are y'all blending together? Learning from one another?
They are. They're learning a lot from us at that. What to expect when it comes to the games and stuff like that. When we go to playoffs, how to handle them. As well as they're learning, a lot of things from them, about styles playing and, their bodies that you want to come to.
And what do you think your biggest challenge is going to be?
Trying to hold it all together, sticking together, staying the same, playing together. Camaraderie, chemistry, staying together, playing with one each other, one another, and just pushing forward.
Absolutely. All right, so do you have any questions for our GM here?
What are the expectations for this year?
My expectations are at least to try to make the playoffs and see how far we can get. Our goal, ultimate goal, is to win the championship. Me and Mr. Hooks had a championship ring with another team, back in 06. And that experience is just something that we want to bring to this team let them experience it. It's very sweet when they tell you you can't do something and you actually do it. And experiencing a championship team or being on a championship team, it's great. And we're just trying to bring that and build that around these Outlaws and around these young men that love the game as much as we do, especially without one. That's what I want to do. That's what I know Brooks want to do, and that's what it is.
Go up to the ship.
We going to the jail. Well, Mr. Brooks, you got any quote or anything you want me to talk with? They got to leave hanging either.
I had a quote, a pretty long quote, but the biggest thing is I live by, nothing's impossible. And that's kind of like what I basically see. Like you said, a lot of guys doubt us. A lot of guys say we can't do this, we can't do that. We haven't had a championship since 2006, so it'll be cool to finally bring one home, It'll be unbelievable. Everybody thinks we can't do it. So we're going to go to summer.
All right, y'all got it, Mr. Brooks.
All right,
it's been my pleasure. Hey, rock them on and roll them on in. Yeah, there we go. We got the GM, you got the linebacker, Mr. Brooks, right there. Two great men. Going back over there to their family. They got the jerseys. I'm telling you, we got the waiters coming in. The family, they just got the water. They got the soda. They got to listen to the show over there in the other room. Tell me, it's a great day out here to be alive. We're taking that long. Five copper caboose. 50 supply. You're live on Full Radio. We got another fan coming in right now. What's up, man? How's it going? I'm Pete. You call me Petey Pete right there. That's my wife, Miss Richie. And she can run the ballers into the court, man.
Well, how many years have you been playing with Outlaws?
This is my first year.
Okay, we just had a veteran. Now we got a newbie on the team. So what are you bringing to the team? Something fresh.
Just heart, inspiration.
And I love that you say heart, because that's what really counts. And that's what really is going to make that difference. And, they were saying that earlier how people are doubting y'all, and it's been about 6 years since y'all had a ring and everything, but I just saw that room. And everybody can say that they've even played for the San Marcos football. So, I'm pretty excited and pretty confident we got this year. Good, are you guys?
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. So what's your expectations for this year?
Make playoffs. Your goal is to win that ring, though. You're not in it to win the ring.
I completely agree right there. So, coming up out of high school, were you on any championship teams, or...
No, I went to state twice and lost every time. On that field, I win there all.
I hear you. Man, I played football coming out of high school. We only made it to the first round. So, So I still have yet to be on the championship team. You know what I'm saying? So, with that being said, and your main goal is to win the ship. So, what's something, are you doing extra film work? Extra little, you might run 10 yards, might run around 12. What's something different you want to bring to the table?
We work out every week, a couple of guys, maybe climbing, trying to get that extra work in. And then I can't meet up with everybody, I go and work out on my own, push myself.
Okay, you got to push it to the next limit. So tell me this, what's your favorite childhood memory growing up?
I'd have to say learn how to swim.
But you do know how to swim, though.
Yeah.
Okay, so that rumor is not true. Black people can't swim.
Yeah.
I know I can swim, too, as well.
One thing I want to add about this young man, he's come a long way. His first couple of years, he struggled with injury, and he had a real bad knee injury that cut him out, but he was determined to get back on the field, and this year he's been solid for us. This year he's been bringing a whole lot to his family. His work ethic is unbelievable, and back, I'll say 4 or 5 years ago, we didn't think he would make it. Mm. He left. He recuperated on his own. Came back, and I basically asked him, "You ready? You ready? I'm ready, coach." and got out there, and then and I'm like looking at him, and I'm thinking, okay, well, we'll see.
Yeah.
And he showed me something. He showed me that when there's a will, there's a way. And what he brought to this team this year is amazing. And I mean, he's one of our leaders on this team, and I hold him high. You know? So you know, they have rallied around him. I mean, like no other. And back, you know, like I said, 3 or 4 years ago, they doubted him. Had no type of respect for him. No, he gained his respect for me, not only me, but his coaches. And he has been starting the role, and he's a leader. He's a leader, and I just want to say thank you. Thank you for coming back and doing what you do. I mean, nobody can say, well, in our league, we don't pay you. So it's all about the love of Jake. And what he brings to the table and what he brings to the team, it's for the love of Jake. And I hope and pray that we can bring something, our championship, to this team for guys like this. Guys that's willing to come out and give it 100% and go that extra mile to get it. So, you know, I just want to say thank you.
Oh man, that's a suck right there. Alright, throw a little
applause up in there, you know what I'm saying?
And just like you said, man, there's a will, there's a way. No matter what you've done or what you've been through, life's about making your dreams come true. And it don't matter how many times you fall. You know, you fall down 7 times, don't you get up 8? And I was very injury prone. I'll give a shout out to you, man, because I hurt my head, you know what I'm saying, coming up out of college. I ain't gonna lie, I thought about playing some more, but I was just like, you know, man, I guess I could use a break. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So is there anything you want to leave the people with? Is there a quote? Is it something that gets you through a bad day or anything like that? Or
Fight through adversity, guys. Every day is going to be something you can't do something, and showing you, telling you this and that, just show them that you can. So God's grace, and you're going to do
it. Oh, yeah, man. All right, there it is. All right, tell me your name and where you from. Once again, man, don't let me hang you.
I'm going to need this more, and I'll probably end up choking.
Okay, all righty. Can you say about that? Alrighty, hey, I just heard from another West Texas Outlaw. I'm telling you, it's a great day out here. It's a great day to be alive. It's a great day to be a West Texas Outlaw. It's a great day to be a part of Soul Radio. It's just a great day to be a part of Copper Caboose. You know what I'm saying? I'm coming up out of Lubbock, Texas, 5th at the slide. The weather was a little bit of gloomy, was a little bit of shroomy, you know what I'm saying? We got another West Texas Outlaw coming over here.
What's up, man? How's it going?
Yeah. Oh, right.
Got the wife be over there. She just had to just push the screensaver over there, but
you know.
Little one.
Yeah, that's him. That's Lil Quade.
Oh, I like that name. That's original.
Yeah, that's Quade. He's the boss. He is the boss.
Kind of like my name, man. Slade.
Slade. Oh, okay. Shoot. You gonna don't slave me.
It's on Saturdays.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's true. That's true. Hold on. We're gonna wait till she get back over here. Sabrina, can you hear me? Yeah. How's everything coming over on the TV?
Two years now. What's the second season?
What position do you play?
Play safety.
What challenges do you think that are
going
to come this year that you're
going
to have to overcome?
Each season, y'all always face kind of injuries throughout the season. That's kind of the main thing. They help you all season long. Also, just to kind of keep positive throughout the season. Don't ride play week to week. Don't ride the roller coaster of ups and downs.
So what drives you to come to practice every week and to play your best every game?
I love the game. I've got a deep burning passion for the game. I played in college, and it's something that I enjoy doing. I do it for myself, but not only that, I do it for my teammates as well. Because, you know, it's a team game. It takes 11 players, every player on the field to execute and make it happen. That's about it.
So would you say, like, you're kind of a family?
Oh, definitely family. We see each other, all the time, even outside of football, kind of out on the streets and stuff. So we always, it's good to see a familiar face, for sure.
Yeah, I really think that makes a difference. Computer?
Oh, yeah. Just make sure everything with your phone's good. Everything's good?
Yeah.
All righty. Yeah, Mr. Clay, can you just repeat that last part for us?
Yeah, I was just talking about kind of the football team being a family, and you see each other out on the street and just embracing each other and knowing that, each other, we have each other's back, not only on the field, but off the field as well.
Okay, so you gotta have that brotherhood. We have another gentleman here.
And what's your name? Winston, very nice to meet you. And what position do you play?
Offensive tackle.
Okay, and how many years have you been playing?
This is my ninth season.
Oh, goodness. Another veteran, right?
Yep.
So did you win a ring?
Yeah, I won a ring, like, in the 07.
Where's it at?
You get that stuff locked up at home.
I know. I saw one. It was pretty flashy. It's pretty nice. You want to get another one, don't you?
Yeah, always trying to get another one. Add to the jewelry collection.
I hear you. So how many more seasons do you think you'll be playing?
Well, I have three kids. The oldest is 5, the youngest is not quite 1 yet, so I want to play long enough so they can remember me playing.
I hear you on that, so you can pass
there
it on.
There
you go. I like
legacy.
I hear you.
All righty, well, it's been my pleasure, nice meeting you guys. I'm going to send you Mr. Richardson to go over there and catch them, see if Sammy wants to go ahead and display that on the station. Tomorrow. Yeah, just go over there and ask the young lady about the child awareness of what she was just saying. Yeah, Miss Richardson, she's just walking over there. See if we can get some of that to do. What's going on?
We're just talking about child awareness and stuff like that. All right. It's Core Radio. All right, and if you can just introduce yourself and just tell us a little bit about what's going on tomorrow.
My name is Brandy Lehman, and I'm with Lubbock ISD. Tomorrow night at Atkins Junior High from 6 to 7:30, we're having an event called Readers Are Leaders. And so we've just invited different leaders in our community to come out and just talk to the kids about how important it is to work hard in school and how important it is to be successful, to be a good leader in order to be successful. And so we've just invited the Outlaws to come out and be a part of that and be there for the kids.
Absolutely. Well, good. Well, thank you so much for coming and talking to us, and I hope you have a huge turnout. I hope to see you there. You have a good night.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Richardson. Thank you.
Well, all right. Just if you guys just now tuning in, we are the Lovely Texas Copper Caboose off of 50th and Fly. Now you're all right, homie. Just go ahead and come on. Go ahead and come on the boat here right now. We got one veteran and we got two rookies.
I'm a veteran, but I've only been playing for 1 year.
Oh, what Drake say? What's Drake? I'm the rookie and the vet. Already, that's what's up. Well, go ahead and introduce yourself.
My name is Clay Wolford, and I'm the kicker and punter for the West Texas Outlaws.
Okay.
Justin Collins, I'm the wide receiver for the West Texas Outlaws.
Okay.
Charles Planks, quarterback, wide receiver.
Hey, you see, he's there. You see, they see how that voice dropped.
Quarterback.
Running back, the running back, y'all.
So we have huge positions here. We have the kicker here, so it has to be intense, right?
Yeah.
Whenever it's your time to kick, and everybody's making sure you have to get that point.
Right. I mean, that's the thing. Kicking field goals, you don't have a second, third, or fourth down. Live or die at that point in time. Everyone either loves or hates you after that game. So it is a little bit of pressure, but to be honest with you, the pressure makes me do better in the game, a little more focus.
So what are you thinking about at that moment?
Just focusing on the ball and my target line and field goal post. I mean, I'm kind of in my zone, and I'm not focusing on anything else. It's kind of like a timeless thing, you know, just in the moment.
That sounds kind of beautiful. Absolutely.
I'm from Frisco, Texas, and I transferred to Texas Tech University and decided to play football for the Essex Outlaws. And it was a great decision.
And how old are you?
I am 22.
22, wow. Well, that's good. That's a huge decision to play on the Outlaws. That's good, though. Real good. And you said how many years have you been playing?
I've been playing. This is my first year.
First year. So what are you bringing to the team this year?
Well, I'm throwing footwork.
He said the hands over here. You must be pretty good with them, huh?
Given the opportunity, yes. I played football for Army over at West Point. That's where I started my collegiate career. After that, I deployed to do 2 deployments over in Egypt and South Korea. Found that it wasn't for me. Decided to come home, play some backyard football, and start to go pro, you know. So
what's the difference between the two?
What do you mean, collegiate?
Like, yeah.
Collegiate, college. You know? College speaks for itself.
Yeah. And you said in the Army?
Yeah. Yeah. I played college football for the Army. University.
Yeah, I hear you. And we got the quarterback over here. Very important position. So how do you keep calm whenever it's time for the game?
Well, really I just focus on what needs to be done. It's always about the next play, and as long as that's in my mind, we'll go down the field with what we want.
I hear you. Peter?
Well, go ahead and let us know where you're from, homie.
Oh, I'm from right here, Lubbock, Texas, born and raised. Yeah, went to Angelo State,
okay.
Came back home, played a little arena football. Now, West Texas Outlaw. Oh, yeah, a couple of years ago, back in 06, we won a championship. So we're trying to look for another championship.
Yeah, I was asking them, where's your ring at?
Well, I had the coach today, so I'm a little bit late. I didn't bring it.
You know, but it's really nice.
Yeah.
Real nice.
Oh, yeah.
So definitely trying to make sure you get another one of those.
Oh, yeah, we want another one. It's all about the next ring.
Right.
It's all about the next ring.
And how many years have you been playing?
I've been playing for 13 years.
Oh, wow. Well, that's good.
13 years. You ain't no rookie in the bench. You just a bitch. Why, fellas, it's really been our pleasure. You know what I'm saying? We wish y'all nothing but the best. You know what I'm talking about?
Thank you.
Right, next, we got the head coach coming on.
No, not yet.
Oh, not yet. Yeah.
I was just walking over to train out of here. I think you'll keep it.
Already. Yeah, I was just doing a little instrumental. I let an instrumental play right there. I just had to let it go off, you know. If you guys are not tuning in, this is Soul Radio. You're live for P. Richardson and Mr. Brennan Richardson. And this is Slide in Love with Texas, Top of the Booth, where you can get a little bit of fun and we can get a little bit of booze. Come on, man. And we got two more guys who's joining us. Ms. Richardson.
Hello, very nice to meet you. And what was your name? Where are you from? Okay, and what position do you play?
I'm a tennis.
And how many years have you been playing?
I'm actually a working out.
That's true. Okay, so what are you bringing to the team this year?
What am I bringing to the team?
Yeah. I know you're bringing something.
I'm bringing some power and protection to support guys from the team.
Pretty big guy. I can tell you got some power behind you.
Yes.
All right, and what is your name and where are you from?
My name is Corey Mitchell, and I'm from Lubbock.
Okay. What high school did you go to?
I went to Lubbock Cooper.
Okay. Shout out to Lubbock Cooper. And what position do you play?
I play middle linebacker and tight end.
Okay. And how many years have you been playing?
This will be my third.
So what, do you see a difference in the team this year? And what difference
would that be? Oh, yeah, we definitely played the team more. We got a lot more fire and defense and our defense not to be messed with. We're definitely some headhunters. And if you're going to come play us, you're going to meet us. You'll get to know us real fast.
What made that difference?
I think this year we just finally kind of grabbed a hold of each other and started to play as a team. And
made that decision.
Yeah, it's not about individual stats, it's more about the W's, you know. Nobody cares about if you have 45 tackles, it all means I'm the W. So that's what we're trying to do, is bring the W. So we kind of came together and came to be a family, and that's how we play, 5 and 10. Tough.
I like that. Get that ring, right?
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Yeah, what made you ultimately like just want to play?
Well, I'm 35 years old and I just wanted one more chance to play, put on the pads and hit somebody. I just gave me the opportunity to do this.
And a lot of people don't even know that the opportunity is out because they do want that one last time. So that's good.
Hey, man, no matter what you done or where you done been, that's what I'm making your dreams come true, you know what I'm saying? And that just got to get me excited. It's 35. Hey, because you, okay, let's go back. You were 18, like something that your coaches tell you, you know, for some of you guys, you're never going to put on the pads again. And, like, you don't really, it don't hit you. It's like on senior day. Woo! I remember when I was in college, my auntie came up to me, and I got a concussion, and like so, my career ended like just flat, you know. And I'm crying, and she was just like, you know how women are, like it'll be okay. I'm like, no, you don't understand.
Totally understand.
Yeah, for sure. So what about you, my man?
Like you were talking about, your last day in college kind of thing with me. I kind of dumped out for some years after I finished, and I was done with working out, done with class, going to be a working man. And, you know, when you got that fire in you, it just don't go away. So, you know, I had to come back, and it feels good to be back. You know, you can't do it forever, but while you can, might as well. So, you know, people are going to know who I am by the end of the year. So that's all I go for.
I know that.
Already. That's what I'm saying. All right, just one more time. Let people know who you are and your number.
My name is Tony Constancio. My number is 78. Number, of course. And my number is 45. Just call me mom. You'll find me.
You're my show now.
There you got the monster, right?
We got the monster.
All right,
thank
you guys enjoy your day, okay? All right, you too. You too. Good luck on Saturday. All right, you got those. That's two more of them outlaws. One, you got the monster on it, ain't you? Hey, I hate to see Captain McFlynn coming through the middle with him right there. You know what I'm saying? But me personally was trying to hit him with the 1-2. You know, I was a little quick little dude, you know what I'm saying? I was a quick little dude. A little fast. Not too fast, though, you know what I'm saying? Not too fast. But yeah, we got some more people coming over, you know what I'm saying? Alrighty, we got the Miss Public Relations going to come say something. Miss Rosani.
I'm about to sit down.
What's up, fellas? What's going on, baby?
Y'all good?
Oh, yeah. Already. Go ahead and state your name and where you're from. Ms. Richardson is going to ask you the question.
What's your name and where you from?
Pablo Moreno. I'm from Smyre, Texas. And I play for the West Texas Outlaws.
All right. And what position do you play?
I'm wide receiver.
And what's your name and where are you from?
I'm Chris Ryan. I'm from West Dallas, Texas. I play for the West Texas Outlaws.
And what position do you play?
I play defensive end.
All right. And how many years have you been playing?
I've been playing all my life. About 5 years old.
I hear you. And how long have you been on the Outlaws?
Been an Outlaw for about, beginning of the season, about a year. This season.
So what are you bringing to the team this year?
I'm bringing action and fire, impact. That's what I'm bringing.
If y'all can see this dude right now, he really is from West Dallas. He got a triple D hat on.
So you bring the action,
right? I bring straight impact.
I like that. And how many years have you been playing?
I've been playing since third grade, so about 11 years already.
Okay, and how many years have you been playing for the Outlaws?
This is my first year. I just graduated last year from Smyre High.
Cool. And you moved to Lubbock?
Yes, ma'am. I'm currently going to South Plains.
And how did you even hear about the Outlaws?
One of the guys from work told me about the Outlaws, told me to come try out, and I tried out, and I've loved the team ever since,
I really heard that y'all made a bond and become like a family now, is that true?
Yeah, it's straight unity over at the Outlaws, man. Straight unity, family. All we got is up, all we got is one.
And that's what's going to make us the difference and make a win, make that championship, get that ring.
True. That's what I'm talking about. It's all about their family.
What movie that comes to mind when you hear about family and stuff like that? Fast Up. That's a new school. New school. I'm thinking of an old school though. Remember the type. what's something different you gonna bring to the table? To bring that ring.
I'm gonna bring some youth. Trying to have a lot of fire, trying to put some spark into these guys. I'm going to go out there and try to do my best. I'm real young, it's my first year with the Outlaws, but I'm going to try to show them, that I have what it takes, and I want to work with them. I want to learn, grow on to them, have them teach me, because they're all veterans, they're all pro, ex-college,
Yeah.
They have a lot of experience, they can teach me a lot, I'm very young, and trying to get to the next level.
Well, you'll be that knucklehead of the group, huh? Well, so how about you, Triple D?
I'm not going to stretch the toes off. I'm not going to stretch the toes off. I'm going to keep you scared of them. That's the Outlaws. Man, we're bringing pain and punishment on the defensive side.
Hey, you got it right there.
We got pain and we got the monster going on here on the Outlaws.
Yeah.
Watch out.
There you go. Well, all right, you guys, it's really been my pleasure. Good luck this weekend. Would you guys have a good day? All righty, I'm telling you, we got those Outlaws bringing that pain this year.
Okay.
They ain't playing. All right, so what up next? We got a coach. What's up, coach?
What's up, man?
Hey, man. What's up, man?
What's going on, man?
Not much. I'm going to hand it over to Miss Richardson.
All right, go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us where you're from.
I'm Derek Bell from Austin, Texas. Defensive tackle.
Okay, and how many years have you been playing for the team?
This is like my third year, first year back in a while.
What about you got?
Football. I love the game. I'm ready to hit somebody, so I decided to come back.
Yeah, that's why I hear everybody saying it's the love of the game. I like that, and y'all got a family going on, bringing that win. And you're the head coach?
I'm the defense coordinator. I'm Daniel Gonzalez from Lorenzo, Texas.
All right. And how long have you been
the defense coach? I've been defense coach for like 4 years, and I've been with the team for like 10. I played for 5 and coached for 5.
So you guys got love for the team.
Oh, yeah, this family atmosphere, we all get along. Love my brother.
I mean, it's got to mean something. We've got all these veterans here, 13, 10 years. I like that. I got that love. That's
what it's all about.
Making a difference in the community.
Yep.
I like that. I like the positive in the community. And what are you going to bring to the team this year?
It's hard-nosed football. You know, I'm from East Texas. That's the only way we know how to play. You hit people in the mouth. And
right.
Just keep pushing.
Absolutely. Okay. What do you think is going to be your biggest challenge?
The mental aspect of the game. The physical aspect comes pretty easy to us, but
okay.
You get the mental together, the team will come together and
get them. Gotta get that mental.
Okay, last year you guys did pretty well too, right?
Yeah. Made the championship.
Okay. So how are we going to make sure we bring it in this year?
Man, just one game at a time. Y'all stay focused, learn their assignments. You know, and everybody stay healthy. That's the main thing. Everybody stay healthy. You got a shot, man.
Oh, man, I firmly believe you guys do got a shot.
You got to excuse my son back there.
I don't know if we want to go play some games or what?
Already.
Well, all right. You're the defensive coach, right?
Yeah.
Offense or defense this year?
Defense.
Of course. Of course you're going to play defense. He's the defensive coach, right?
Defense wins, baby.
Yeah, that's what they say. Offense sells tickets, defense wins championships, right?
There you go.
Well, all right, you guys want to leave the audience with anything? You got like a folks you live by?
No, just like there to the internet world, whatever it is. Hey, much love. Check us out. And all this.
All right. How about you, Blair?
Live free and play hard, man.
Live free and play hard. That's what I'm talking about. Why? It's been my pleasure. Now, you know you look right. Beautiful juice.
Hey.
I think they will.
I wish I had his money. I think
okay. I know, man.
Right, man.
Good luck this weekend.
All right, man.
All right. All right, next we just got public relations.
Yes.
Ms. Rosania.
Hi, I'm Rosania McClellan, PR for the West Texas Outlaws.
How long have you been the PR?
For about, I think it's my third season.
Yeah.
Fourth season.
And what draws you to the team?
Well, I think it's, there's a lot of things, actually. But the number one thing is the players and the heart that they have. You know, I just love watching them on the field. They really give everything that they've got. And we have an excellent coaching staff. We've got some really good, you know, staff, the owner. Everybody, you know, comes together as a family. And so that's the aspect that I really love.
Everybody's got love for the team.
Definitely.
They really have the passion. So that makes all the difference.
You know, you have to have passion in everything that you do. And when you have that passion, it shows. And that's something that, you know, the team, even when we're losing, you know, which doesn't happen very often, you know, it's you can still see their passion, whether it's, you know, being upset, you know, that passion's like, okay, guys, we got to do this, we got to do it better, we got to go harder. But they really give 110%, and that's what, you know, it's something that the people that are in the stands can appreciate, and they find it all a lot easier when they have that passion. So. And it's absolutely 100% because they want to do it, not because they have to do it. Yeah, no, I mean, it is because they want to do it. You know, they put so much into it throughout the week. They go, you know, they exercise on their own, plus they practice, you know, 3 to 4 times a week, and they do it simply for the love of the game. And you have to admire that kind of dedication. And you have to admire the people that give the opportunity for that. Because, like, you know, the guys have been saying, you know, they've played college ball, high school ball, and, you know, some people think that's the last time that they're ever going to play ball, get that experience that they grew up their entire life living for.
Right.
So this gives them that opportunity to live it and really push for it and strive for something and go for that ring and have pride in it.
Most definitely. And you got to love being able to continue something that you've grown up having that passion for and just really continuing on a sport that allows you to be who you are on the field and still you know, still play into your 30s. We have players that are, you know, 33 years old and they're still out there and they're still playing and they're in amazing shape and still doing what they love. So,
and their family is able to see them.
Yeah.
You know, that's huge.
It is.
You're able to be a family man and live your dream at the same time and make a difference. I mean, this is a win-win situation and all.
And what was your name and where are you from?
My name is Ms. Dana, and I'm right here.
Okay, very nice. And what do you do for that?
Well, I have an outreach program here in Lubbock, Texas, as well, connecting with the Texas outreach.
And what's the outreach program?
The outreach program is based on veterans and right here in the community. And that's why we're showing that there's other things here.
And every community needs that. Every community needs something positive and something for the youth because they're forgetting about them and just letting them do their own thing, but we have to have something positive for them. So we appreciate everything that you do for the community. And is there anything that you would like to leave the audience, something positive or a special post?
Well, y'all come out this Saturday for a class. Because we are going to be doing the anti-bullying, and the youth is going to be there, and they're going to minister to y'all. So y'all can come out and support the youth as well as the West Texas.
All right, that's right. Come on, family, bring out your kids, and have something positive.
I'd just like to add that she has been inspiration to me. You know, I'm big on. I do a lot of, well, I haven't done a lot lately because I've been doing a lot of stuff trying to get this team where we want to be. I have been helping out with the homeless a little bit in a couple of, you know, months ago, you know, and I met this young lady, she came to the team, and she was just full of life. And she just caught my eye, you know. She's a young lady, no doubt. But when she spoke positive. And I got to know her, and I told her, I want to use you. I want to use you. I need you to help me do a lot for this team. And not only for this team, but for you. When I found out what she did and what she does and what she brings to this community, it just blew my mind, you know, because we need more people like that. And I do call her a lot to get her to help me with a lot of sponsorships, a lot of fundraising, and what we can do to help the community. And, oh, my God, she is a big aspiration to this team, to the Outlaws, to the kids in general. They love it, Texas. And I just want to tell her thank you, and we're glad for her to be a part of the West Texas Outlaws. And hopefully she'll stick around a little bit longer and just, you know, bring more than what we have in the past, you know, to this team and to West Texas. So I just want to say thank you very much. And I'll be looking forward to working with you in the past.
President,
yeah.
And
Reagan? Yeah.
I look forward to working with you too.
And I also fell in love with the team. It's the passion.
Yeah.
It's the passion in the heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Alrighty, that's the stuff right there. Why is there anything else?
I would like to give my my owner, Sam Canales, and my head coach, Charles Gonzalez, over here. So, you know, have them, you know, send us off with a bang.
Yeah.
Let me get them over here, and we'll be right back.
All right. That sounds like a PLAN. What's going to do my cousin? What I'm talking about, man. Great people, man. Great people. Like I said, we're live in Lubbock, Texas. Sit this inside. Cup of some booze. That's some sport radio. Let's go. They're like scratching and scratching. Let's go. Make sure y'all check out all of my shows, Word on the Street, every day at 11 a.m. We also got The Recruit with Adrian Reese, airs at 8 p.m. every Thursday. Check out SoarEveryDays.com for every interview that I've done. I'm telling you, God is good. First off, with my Soar Radio, top of the booth, get this ride. Here we go. Yeah. Like I said, every Thursday night at 8 p.m. to Recruit with Adrian Reese. If you go to AdrianReese.com, he just interviewed New Orleans Saints, Keith Dobbs, former Texas Tech defensive lineman. If you go to Soarevery.com, you also see where I interview professional bodybuilders, TV anchors, Oklahoma, veteran Oklahoma Thunder cheerleaders. I'm telling you, no matter what you've done or what you've been through, life's about making your dreams come true. So if you got to go, man, I read a quote. I think it was due from Friday, next Friday. He said, either give up or give in or give it all you got. You know what I'm saying? Either give in or give it all you got. You know what I'm saying? Here we go. We got the owner, Mr. Sammy. We got the coach. And we got the coach stepping up.
All right.
Hey, ain't sitting down there, my coach. How's it going?
There we go.
We got Miss Richardson coming over here. It's gonna come. Yeah.
Hey, yeah. What are you doing?
Yeah, she got to sit down. Hey, what's up, man? Yeah. Well, Miss Richardson, we got the owner, then we got the coach right here.
All right, and can you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Don't get nervous now.
First of all, my name is Sammy Canales. I'm one of the founding owners of the West Texas Outlaws. We started back in 2003.
There we go.
You can.
Oh, you gotta hold up the phone.
All right, and go ahead and introduce yourself.
Who That's all right.
I'm Coach Charles, the head coach of West Texas Outlaws.
Very nice to meet you. And how long have you been with West Texas Outlaws?
Oh, this is my eighth year.
And loving every bit of it, aren't you?
Every bit of it. They got me coming off barbecue trucks and all kind of stuff coming over here trying to do this interview.
I'm telling you, you got to work hard, so do you expect to get a ring this year?
I expect to get a ring. We better get a ring or heads will roll.
I hear you. It's nice. It's nice. But I can see all the love and passion that every team member, every person that works for the Outlaws, so I definitely see that's how y'all are going to win the championship ring. And there's some monsters on there and some pain.
Oh man! So you guys had a pretty good year last year, and he said if y'all don't win this year, some heads must go.
I mean, and you are one of them. So yeah.
Tell him.
I did her. We'll talk about that after the interview.
Well, you heard that. Well, all right, Coach. This year, championship game.
Yes, sir.
Fourth quarter. What's going to be different this year?
Run again.
Yes, sir. Hey, you know.
I'm old school, baby.
Old school.
Yeah, I believe running line up will stop me if you can.
You should have called up a pink curl.
Somebody should call. The best running back in the league, he want to throw the ball.
Yeah.
I tore his contract in right now.
So don't even talk to the locker room.
I would have put him in. He would have been working up with me on J&D barbecue on the food truck.
I know, that's right. Oh, tell us about your food truck.
Man, what do you want to know? Come out to get some.
What can we find in that?
I'm in Lorenzo on the highway. I get all the small towns, out of these big towns. I don't like all that corruption. So I'm always in the small towns, baby. Somebody get some, I'll take care of
you. And what you serving?
You ask for it, I serve it to you. No, we serve it to a barbecue, and we got we do fish, we do chicken fried steak, we do stuff like that.
Okay. There we go, like that. Well, all right.
Yeah, we do a lot. We do a lot.
And how can we contact
them? Through Facebook or through my cell phone, 806-241-5442.
Okay.
Hey, that's what's up. No matter what you've done, what you've been through, life is all back to your dreams come true. So, all right, Sammy Coach, is there anything else you guys want to leave us with?
No, we're good.
We just
want to thank y'all guys for coming out and doing this for us tonight. You know, it's not often we have a news station or the radio stations or anyone coming out here, you know, unless it's for a special event. And just want to thank you and your wife for coming out here and your son. I noticed it's a family gathering when y'all do this. So I just want to say thank y'all for taking your time to come out and visit with the West Texas Outlaws.
All righty, yeah, it's really good, my pleasure. Coach, you good?
Good. Thank you all guys for coming and doing this for us, and we ask y'all to come out and support us, and we'll try to do the best job we possibly can.
Okay.
And then I just want to leave y'all guys with one thing. This weekend, it's a very important game for us. Besides who we're playing, you know, we're having a child awareness anti-bullying game. Game starts at 4 o'clock, Lubbock Christian High School, 26 in Dover. We need everyone to come support child awareness. You know, we have anti-bullying. We'll have some kids out there dancing at halftime. We're going to do a speech at halftime. We're going to allow all the players who have children, like the one that you hear in the background, able to, you know, go on the field with their parents. You know, it gives the children the opportunity to see their parents play, you know, you don't always have that as you're growing up. So, you know, that's we give back to the families, we give back to the community and all that. So we just need y'all's support this Saturday, 4 o'clock, as we play the Texas Shadow for anti-bullying child awareness. So tickets are $8 for adults. And I believe, don't hold me to this, but from 5 to 12 is $4, and then 13 and over is $8. So the way we have it, it's cheaper than going to the movies, guys. So come out and support these guys. And, you know, all we do is try to get back to the community.
Okay.
One more thing. If we would have one person to come and cut Sammy's ponytail off, I will pay for everyone's entry fee into the game on Saturday.
Oh, no. It might be the funniest song out there. Well, all right, you guys think you want to leave?
No, I want to thank, you know, the team on behalf of the West Texas Outlaws, our head coach, and our players, you know, coming out supporting us and just, you know, enjoying family. You know, we are a family-orientated organization, and we try to put family first. So I just want to thank y'all for coming out and enjoying this with us and
just thank y'all. You know, it's a dream come true for me to even be in a position that I am in to do anything that has anything to do with football or people in general. I like to give back. I like to be a part of something. And I'm just glad to be a part of the rest of the dialogue. And, you know, I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much.
All righty, that's what's up. I just want to say thank you. Well, yeah, that's you guys, you have it right there. That's the way Texas got lost. Man, and it's just like I said, we're live tonight. Get this and fly, Lubbock, Texas. This weekend, it's going down, raising money for child awareness. Woo-hoo! So if you're out and about, chilling, you're barbecuing, you need to go out there, your kids want to dance. Go ahead, come out there and go out to the field. You know what I'm saying? We got awesome men that's doing awesome things. With that being said, I know y'all hear that young man back there. Like I said, he's the ball. Well, it's really been my pleasure. You have now just witnessed Soul Radio Live at Copper Caboose, Tickets and Slide in Lubbock, Texas, with P. Richardson and Sabrina Richardson. Just like that, it's going down this Saturday. The folks of the year in Lubbock Christian High School. All I can say, no matter what you've done and what you've been through, life's about making your dreams come true. If somebody hating, just simply tell them, move out the way. I got stuff to do today. Just like that. Peace.